I'm sure there's probably been snow before. As head coach of the Wildcats, Darcy Park joins us again. Coach Park, how are you?
Great, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. You guys must have had snow at spring camp before, I would assume.
Yeah, you know what? It always seems to come up every once in a while. About 6-7 years ago, we had to actually push back camp and stuff like that. So hoping when we wake up tomorrow with a little bit of sun on it, all the snow will be melted and it won't affect our weekend too much. We've got a lot of kids coming from all over the province, to come and try out for our camp. So we're hoping that the weather's going to cooperate the rest of the week.
And are you and the Huskies doing camp at the same time now? So it kind of avoids the... Because I remember before, being always like, well, you know, you're worried if a kid goes to one camp and then the other, there was trading secrets, which I always thought was kind of laughable. But are both camps this weekend?
Yeah, you know what? Both are. And that's got a little bit to do with it, but lots of it has to do with now with what's going on in terms of with the Football Alberta in the spring where they have their North camps. And honestly, we're just running out of weekends where we can get these kids in and evaluate them with, all the activities that they have nowadays and graduation for most of these seniors. It just makes it tougher. So you're limited on the weekend and the Huskies and us go on the same weekend. That helps because the kids now kind of have to make that decision prior to today. And we have a great idea moving forward of what we're dealing with.
Now, Darcy, who's it up to whether you do work out outside? Is it a field closure type of situation? And if that's the case, if it stays like gumbo for a while, do you have any option to do any workouts inside anywhere?
Oh, Robin, are you trying to get me in trouble here? Yeah, we are up with the, like, we're following like all the other outdoor activities. We have to rely on the city and they're ultimately in charge of whether the fields get open or not. We've had this argument, again, a number of years, depending on the weather. When you're trying to run a camp and you've got, over 100 kids coming in from, again, all over the province, mm-hmm. and you're relied on the weather, it makes it hard. And obviously, it'd be easy to try and book one of the turf fields. But again, those are booked months in advance. And to try and get times on that is almost impossible in terms of dealing with your fighting against mostly soccer, and now right now there's some midget football going on, but it is a real dilemma in terms of the control we have in running these camps on the field. But I think we've had a great relationship with the city. If something is going on where the fields are wet, we ultimately practice on that field all year round, so we're the last person that want to damage it and have to deal with it all year. So we'll move off and try and find some green spaces to get some activities done. But it is a hassle, and I mean, we all wish we could have a facility where we could schedule it for the football first. But ultimately, all the sports groups are in the same boat. We're all trying to fit ourselves on as many fields as the limited fields around the city as possible.
Darcy Park joins us, head coach of the Wildcats. Spring camp goes tomorrow through the weekend. You have a few new coaches this year. Dave Easley, former player in the CFL and a coach, and I think he's the only coach to ever win the Junior Championship, CIS Championship, and the Grey Cup, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Obviously, the majority of our staff have been around the Wildcats for a long time, and sometimes we get a little cocooned in what we do and different things. So when we had the opportunity to bring in someone who's had over 17 years as a coach in the CFL, he played in the CFL, actually was an Edmonton Eskimo back in 1976. So, he's got so much knowledge and he's just going to, bring so much to the coaching room. It was a no-brainer to bring him on. And we've got a young coach in Tanner Lessis who, played with us and went on to the U of A. And, he's going to be kind of a mentor to Tanner along with Len Mora in the secondary. So we're just excited. I mean, it's great that the players are going to be exposed to someone who's had all the experiences that he has, but it's even more important for our organization that he's around.
Well, you're really going old school with Easley too, eh? He's a blast from the past. I remember him, and I'm 100 years old, so.
Yeah, he's got some funny stories. I guess his claim to fame was he was Hugh Campbell's first cut. So I can remember that too, Robin, but the players don't get that that little bit of trivia.
And another guy you're bringing in, Franz Clarkson, former CFL player, also coached at U of A and UBC.
Yeah, Franz was a former Wildcat in the early 90s and went on to Manitoba and played about 7 years in the CFL and started his coaching career with us. went on to UVA and then, like you said, to UBC. So we're excited again with the coaching changes that were going on in the CIS. And his family being in Edmonton, it was kind of a nice fit for him to come back. And he predominantly has worked on the defensive side of the ball, and he wanted to come back and get some more experience at another position. So he'll be working with our receivers. So we're pretty excited just again to bring his perspective to the offensive side of the ball.
Darcy, fill me in on how your club is looking going into this season. It's still early. You got the spring camp. What's the list looking like these days?
Well, we graduated quite a few players. We had a lot of guys on defense who are 22-year-olds, and that's always the biggest part of a junior team is having those veteran guys around. But we're still fortunate that we have 10 fifth-year guys, so mm-hmm. players who have been with us for 5 years, and we'll rely on them heavily. As you know, in football, it is still the quarterback is the most important position, and we're fortunate to have a fifth-year quarterback in Jordan Olsen, who led the conference in passing last year. But backing him up, we have a third-year player in Colton Hippie, who, is coming into his own. He came from Lloydminster, and he's a big, strong kid who can make every throw. So we're excited to see just those two compete a little bit in camp this week, and we think that Colton is going to progress and give Jordan a little bit of a push. And then, again, on the receiving corps, we have a fifth-year player in Ryan Smith, who, again, has kind of been through it all, and we'll rely on him. And defensively, we're going to rely heavily on Marcus Goods. Marcus has just been an outstanding player for us, and he's worked so hard to get himself in physical shape to be able to really play at a high level, and we're really excited to see what he's going to do this year.
Darcy, I know you had four players moving on to CIS, Luke Gatillier, Brett Morrow, Levi Sim, and Delaney Corn is going to Concordia. Obviously, that's a good thing for your program to see guys go on to the next level at CIS. And this might be a tough one, but which one do you think has the potential to have the most success at CIS?
I think right now, if you're looking at Luke Gatillier, who he started his career at U of A. He ended up getting cut and played 2 years with us, and really just turned his kind of career around and got his passion back for the game and his confidence back, which was probably the most important thing. And he's gone out. He was an All-Canadian last year. He's gone out to Manitoba, and they had their spring camp last year. By all accounts, he was, one of their better players in the secondary. He's a 6'2" defensive back who's just intelligent on the field and competitive as all heck. So, he's going to be a kid who we can remember. But we've also got 12 players on the U of A, and we're really proud of that relationship in terms of. We want to push our guys. Chris has done a great job. I talked to him after his camp last week, and just, he's done a great job of making that program a program that players want to go to, and it is actually going to help us because more than not, those kids, most kids will want to stay in Edmonton and kind of cut their teeth maybe in junior before, earning a spot on the Bears. So, it's exciting time right now.
Darcy, I just want to touch on Chris a little bit more. Not to cast a negative light on anybody that went before him, but you want to move players on. He's done a terrific job there in returning a sense of pride. I mean, there's always work to do, but how much does that just affect the mentality and the relationship between the two junior clubs and the university?
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt. I think we all knew Chris as a player and obviously as an administrator and a high school coach. And when he took the job at U of A, he had his mandates about building, the business side of the program. And as an alumni, it's pretty impressive what he's done in 3 short years in terms of getting alumni back on board and really pushing the U of A and the community.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, as a junior team, we have a hard enough time trying to get our name out there, and it does kind of overshadow us. But ultimately, we're not competing with the Bears, and sometimes as a coach, you want to be able to hang with them in terms of keeping your players for 5 years and being able to offer them full scholarships. But that's not really in the cards right now. We have to understand, and I think we've done a good job with the Wildcats is where we can be successful, and that's like we said, we're developing players. We had seven players. Seven former Wildcats who We're at the CFL evaluation camps this year. You know, Rory Conniff will probably get drafted. Andrew Johnson's going to get drafted.
Right.
Tim McBagie is going to have a chance to get drafted. And you know, we point that out. There are so many great football players. If you look at it, the Bears had 100-plus at their camp last year or last week. The Huskies will have over 100 this week, and we'll have over 100. So that's 300 players trying out for the elite programs in Northern Alberta. And lots of those players are developing at different times. And I think as long as we recognize where we are, and the benefit that we do provide, not only to the kids, but to the city. You know, I think, you know, we're gonna do all right, and junior football is going to be just fine. But, you know, Chris has done a great job at U of A bringing the spotlight back to them. And like I said, eventually that roster is going to be pretty tough to crack. And, you know, we want to be the landing spot for those kids who want to go there.
Well, Darcy, hopefully the weather changes a little bit tomorrow, and your camp goes on without a hitch Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
I appreciate it, Jason. Robin, thank you very much.